no longer pesting everybody. What might be some crude way of referring to it? Not, I'm not talking about vulgar in the sense of crude. I'm just talking about, you know, something that someone might say on the street that would be socially acceptable, but not like passing away or saying die.
I haven't even seen
like that. Everyone's saying to like
Mussolini. That's what was his dessert tour.
Okay, anything like
kick the
bucket or anything like that?
Well, I've heard that, but I was never allowed to use anything like that. That was not the term about. Oh.
That's
alright,
I noticed
it.
Alright.
My father always told us never to use words like that, and we just didn't practice them. And if we did, we got called down.
Alright. How about the place that a person's finally laid to rest is called a what?
Grave cemetery.
All right. Think now. What's the building? Sometimes people aren't buried in the ground. They're put in a building.
Mausoleum.
Right? Pardon?
Mausoleum.
All right. And
sometimes they're cremated.
All right. And I think that. See how far that is. And oh, the what type of vehicle would carry the casket to the grave?
The hearse.
Okay. Now, what do you call those things that some people smoke that have filter tips and things like that?
You mean cigarettes?
Right.
How does someone else say it?
Yeah.
Well, no, I was just wondering, are there any other terms that you might have had for those, that you've heard of somebody else call them? Like bags or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
We didn't deal in those kind of.
My daddy called them coffin tags.
Well, that's
coffin tags, that's what he called
them. He had a brother.
He smoked cigars, so I don't know what he called his.
Okay. All right, now what would you call an enclosed room in a house that's designed to receive maximum sunlight? It's enclosed.
What is that? Solarium?
Solarium.
Well, that's up on the roof. That's open. I don't know what to call it.
Florida
room. No, we open that a lot open.
Well, what is a Florida room?
Florida room is usually an enclosed room that is very airy and very accessible to the family for pleasure.
It's more of a family room.
Okay.
Game room.
All right, then what would you call a room in the house that's used for relaxation or TV viewing or other recreational activity?
Family room. Living room, either one.
Or living room.
Old time, well, they'd say the living room, because people gathered there to do their social living.
We sometimes say front room.
But some of those are at the back. Well, you can't say front room because they go through the house to get there.
Okay. What do you call a room with a toilet and a sink but has no bath or shower? Just has the toilet and the sink in
it. You could say powder room, you could see the toilet room.
Say what?
You just call it the toilet room, I guess, if it's specified.
Powder.
The powder room is usually with the mirror and the bath.
Alright.
Yes, it has a toilet.
What kinds of stoves or furnaces for heating have you had in your houses?
Well, we have an electric heater, and we have the open space heater,
gas heater,
oil. That happens to be gas heater that we pull out, and it's called a space heater. It warms these two rooms very nicely.
Fireplaces have passed out of use now because of fuel being hard to get. You can't get fuel.
You can't get fuel, and you don't have people now that are equipped to clean the fire.
Chimneys
and soup and things like that. So
it's got electricity.
We seal those up